because they got something more important to do right now. We are joined, as promised, by the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He has led Golden State to 3 NBA titles. He was a 5-time champion as a player, the 2016 NBA Coach of the Year, the 2018 Rudy Tomjanovich Award winner. I'm talking about Golden State head coach Steve Kerr. Steve, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, Steve. Great to visit with you. Thanks so much. Hey, can I start with the draft last night, Steve? You took Jacob Evans with the 28th pick. We could get into breaking that whole thing down, but as Bob Myers pointed out, Draymond Green watched Evans and said he can play. So, Steve, if Draymond says a guy can play, I'm pretty sure that's a strong endorsement, right?
Pretty good endorsement, and you better believe Draymond will be all over the kid next year every day. It's one of the great things about Draymond is, you know, he's not just a great player, but he kind of sets a tone with his intensity, and he expects everybody else on the team to match that level of intensity. And for young players, it's great because, you know, you get to show them what winning is about. And, you know, we've got guys like Steph and Clay and KD who are, you know, they have this routine every day where they're shooting and they're getting their shots up and they're working. And vets like Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston just are total pros. And then you got Draymond just driving everything emotionally. So we have a really, really good culture for these young guys to grow up in and to develop in.
We're talking to Steve Kerr. You know, Steve, we're 2 weeks removed now from beating the Cavs in Game 4 and winning a third title in 4 years. I mean, the road to the title was tougher than the ones that came before it. So how does winning this championship compare with the two that did come before it?
It felt more like a relief, to be honest, than pure joy. You know, the first couple of times it was so exciting. It was you know, the first one was brand new, and then the second one, you know, last year came with Kevin Durant in his first season with us. So it was just a different team. This one felt more matter of fact, and it felt more like, you know, all right, this is supposed to happen. And we got it done, and there's a lot of relief there. So it's a different feeling, but it's still, you know, an incredible achievement and an incredible feeling to have when you know that, you know, you've accomplished what you set out to do 9 months ago. It's a long haul, and to get there is pretty special.
Steve Kerr joining us. You know, Steve, you mentioned Kevin Durant. You also made the point that you felt like year two was tougher for Kevin Durant than year one. Why do you think that was?
I think year one there was a kind of a honeymoon period where, you know, Kevin was trying to acclimate to us. We were trying to acclimate to him, and it was all, you know, the effort was there all year long in terms of trying to make it work. And then we won the whole thing. It was like, oh, we got this. This year it didn't feel like that as much. It felt more like fatigue, and when fatigue sets in, And I thought some of our worst habits came out during the regular season just because we were spent from the last few seasons. You know, we're going to try to go to the finals next year for the fifth straight year. And that has not been done since Bill Russell and the Celtics did it in the 60s. And even going 4 straight times has only been done a handful of times. So, you know, you're trying to get people a feel for just how difficult it is emotionally and physically to go through these long seasons, and it's impossible to describe it. But this year, it just felt like the cumulative effect of the last several years just kind of wore us down, and we just weren't at our best. But when the playoffs started, we turned it up and we got back to where we needed to be.
Golden State head coach Steve Kerr joining us. You know, when you lay it out like that, Steve, I wonder where that leaves you. For instance, when you were with the Bulls, the third title was the end of the run. This is your third title in 4 years, but does it feel, I mean, could you make the argument that as taxing as it's been, you're still closer to the start of the run than the end of the run, or how does it feel to you?
Well, it feels like we could be in the middle of this run because our core four, talking about Draymond, Steph, Clay, and KD, are all right in their primes. You know, what makes it feel a little bit different is we know Andre and Sean don't have a ton of time left in their careers. They're at the back end of their runs, and those guys have been huge. So this feels like a transition period to me. Like, you know, we got these all-stars in their primes, but we've got to develop our young core, and we've got to continue to get energy and productivity from our young players. And, you know, guys like Jordan Bell and Quinn Cook, and, you know, hopefully Patrick McCall, couple of free agents. We'd like to have those guys back. Jacob Evans, who we just drafted. So we need these young guys to perform and to help lead us into the next part of this run that we're on.
Yeah, see, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say, one of the things that struck me in watching that celebration after you clinched is that when you were embracing each player, you had a specific message for them about how they contributed to the title, and it wasn't just the superstars, it's the guys that you're talking about. It was the guys who had not played at all. Steph Curry talked about how much he appreciates your, quote, purposeful over-communication when it comes to the role of all 15 guys. That was his quote. So what's your thinking behind that approach?
Well, I was generally, a role player my entire career. I played 15 seasons, and maybe only 7 or 8 of them was I even in the rotation. And I was never a starter other than a handful of games. So I know what it's like to be a bench guy, and I know what it's like to feel like you're out of the loop. And I think it's really important for the guys, 10 through 15, who don't play a whole lot, to feel part of things and to have their voices heard. And so I always try to check in with those guys. I play a lot of people. I want to keep everyone engaged, because there's kind of an emotional boost that you get on a team when everybody is invested. And we try to make sure of that here with the Warriors.
We're talking to Steve Curry. Steve, when you and I used to talk back in the day when you played, I always thought you were extremely thoughtful on so many different issues. And you've been very outspoken on a number of political and social issues as well. My question is this. Is it a role that you welcome, or is it something that you're taking on because the situation now makes it impossible to remain silent?
I think the times are right now are calling for people to speak out, people who have a voice. And not so much on the political spectrum in terms of, conservative, liberal, all that stuff. It's more just human decency. It's more compassion, empathy, what really matters. And I think all of those issues that come up are magnified today because of social media and because of the way the world works. And it just seems like there's such a divide in our country. And I think it's important for everybody to speak up on issues that they feel strongly about, and in a way that is hopefully not divisive, in a way that can bring people together. I have great respect for what the guys on the Eagles are doing, for example, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, and these guys. They're getting out in their communities, and they're doing real work to try to help educate young people, to try to help people in difficult situations. And I have great respect for anybody out there who is truly doing something in their community to help. And, so get past the politics of it and just move on to, hey, let's be good to one another. Then I think now you've got something productive, and I think our society can move forward.
Steve Curry joining us. Let me just ask you one quick follow then. You mentioned social media. I've seen you tweet about the family separations that have taken place. What's your reaction, Steve, when you see that?
Well, the reaction is, how is this possible? I mean, this is America. We're not supposed to be separating families. This is the kind of thing that happened in slavery, or at the Holocaust. Purposely separating families. It's insane. This should not be who we are, and yet somehow it has become who we are. So we've got to do something about it. And I understand there are plenty of issues to talk about in turn when we discuss immigration, but separating babies from their parents should never be a tactic, a negotiating tactic, a political ploy. It's just awful. It's lacks any sort of empathy or compassion, and goes against everything that we're supposed to stand for as a country.
He's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, has led them to 3 NBA championships. He won 5 as a player himself, the 2018 Rudy Tomjanovich Award winner as well. Steve, so good to visit with you. Congrats on that great run, and really nice to have you on this show, and I appreciate your time. Steve, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, so good to talk to you. Appreciate you. Steve Kerr, I don't know anybody quite like Steve Kerr, honestly, in terms of the people that we interview and the people we talk to and his background, his career, how thoughtful he is, the way he's always been. There's nobody quite like Steve Kerr. And that's why I wanted to battle that phone line, because it's a rare opportunity to get an interview like that and a conversation like that. It happens only because he avails himself and because the man, the legend, the icon, Raymond Ritter, made it happen or allowed it to happen. In order to have a conversation like that, you got to get the two big yeses, and not necessarily in this order. The big yes from Steve Kerr and the big yes from Raymond Ritter et al. My thanks to Steve Kerr.